Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Gator Framework Studio in Music City. It's the Dining at Disney podcast.
Another thing about good food, it brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am Kristen, Disney foodie, park enthusiast, and travel expert.
I'm Al John. I am producer, also content creator, huge Marvel, Disney, Star Wars fan, and also am a Grey Jedi.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Kat, experiential producer, film historian, reading a comically large version of The Bell Jar. Welcome to the show. If you haven't already, please make sure to like, subscribe, and click the notification bell. Today, we're talking about the best time of the year. Halloween. But if you didn't hear last week's show, we talked a little bit about the summer menu at
Kappa.
Kappa. And Kappa. We talked about the new sushi menu over at Shiki Sai over there at Epcot. So go ahead and check those out if you haven't already. But honestly, let's get into this because, like I said, it's the best time of the year.
Yes, it is. Ooh. Did you say you were a gray Jedi?
I am a gray Jedi. I am no Jedi. I follow my own path.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you said gray or great. So that's why I was asking.
Yes. I mean, great. It's just, you know, whatevs. I can live with whatever. I think gray Jedi is good. You know, I follow the way of the Bendu, so I'm right there in the middle. I'm in the middle. I am no Jedi. Ahsoka, by the way, awesome. Check it out.
What color is she?
She is now a gray Jedi because she left the Jedi Order. She's gray.
She said, your rules don't apply to me.
Yeah.
And Hu Yang said, yes, they do. Goodbye.
Well, Dave Tennant can say whatever he wants to say to her, right?
Truth.
It's Dave Tennant. I mean, come on. You have Doctor Who, who's like the Sabersmith of Sabersmiths, you know? Yep. It's awesome. Yep. I love how they brought that character over. Okay. Oh, and by the way, Ahsoka at Disneyland now.
She is.
And she's awesome. I'm hoping to see her. I saw some great social media feeds about her making her appearance at Disneyland, and I love it. I think the outfit is the bomb. I think, they always do Ahsoka right at the Disney parks, whether it's Walt Disney World or Disneyland. And now she's there in a brand new Ahsoka gear. It's freaking great. Ahsoka is literally one of my favorite characters in Star Wars over the past, 25 years.
Dave Filoni, come on the show.
Dave is wonderful. And I know you've worked with Dave and ran into Favreau and all that stuff in your work, Kat, your line of work in Hollywood. But, we've met Dave on several occasions. We're lucky enough to meet Dave, and he's just such a good natured person and loves the fans. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love about Dave. But that's one of many things to love about Dave. Hockey fan enthusiast. Awesome writer, amazing artist and animator, great everything. Everything he's done is great. And just to elevate the Star Wars brand, this is where I think we need to be.
Mm-hmm.
In season 2 of Andor. So we just need to do it.
Yep.
Anyway, here we go. Halloween time, the best time of the year.
Ghost goblins and foodies.
That's exciting.
Yes.
I love it. So this year, a lot of really cool stuff happening, Kristen.
Yes, over at Disneyland. That was what we're talking about.
I like Disneyland.
Starting as early as August 29th.
Ay, ay, ay.
Can you believe that? This is days away, people.
I can't believe it. Where is this year?
I put Halloween decorations up in my office on August 1st, so.
Nice.
Wowzers.
Don't come for me.
I'm ready to dig into this food.
Go for it.
A lot of these are going to be September 1st through November 9th. If it is something different than that, we will let you know. But over at Alien Pizza Planet, they have the Vampire Alien Macaroon. It's a green alien macaroon that's been filled with a salted caramel buttercream, chocolate ganache, and brownie bits. That sounds fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
At the Blue Bayou restaurant, starting on September 12th, you will be able to get the chocolate ginger blueberry mousse. It's chocolate mousse, ginger creme brulee, and dark chocolate crunch topped with black sesame web. Ooh, very interesting. Since it is the Blue Bayou, reservations are highly recommended, of course. Carnation Cafe. They have a spicy chicken sandwich. It's hand-breaded fried chicken breast tossed in a spicy chili sauce with pepper jack and a mustard slaw on a brioche bun.
Disneyland does chicken right, y'all.
At Galactic Grill, you can get the Darth by Chocolate Parfait, layers of chocolate pudding, red velvet sponge, chocolate mousse, and crushed chocolate creme-filled cookies.
Another reason to join the dark side.
Al John Gibson Girl.
Oh, okay. From the Gibson Boy to the Gibson Girl Ice Cream Parlor. You have the Rest in Chocolate Sundae. Rocky Road ice cream buried in a chocolate-covered waffle cup in a with a chocolate cookie crumble and gummy worms topped with chocolate tombstone. These things look great. I'm a big fan of anything they serve in a cup like that. So that's awesome. And that's new for this year. Also new for this year at the Golden Horseshoe, pecan or pecan pie sundae, which is pecan praline ice cream. Oh, served with warm butterscotch whipped topping and candied pecans.
I want this. I wonder if it's gluten-free.
I hope so for your sake, Kat.
Me too.
Over at Hungry Bear Restaurant, they've got the barbecue bacon cheeseburger, which is a 3-pound Angus chuck patty, red pepper cheese sauce, onion rings, bacon, and barbecue sauce. That picture to me is like, oh gosh, it's awesome.
And these all start here on August 29th.
August 29th, yeah, it's very good. They also have red pepper cheese onion rings, red pepper cheese fries, and pumpkin churro funnel cake, y'all. Cinnamon sugar, caramel sauce, pumpkin ice cream whip topping on that.
I want it.
It looks good. I mean, let's face it. Everything is good. Yeah. I don't know when or where or how the Disney parks flipped the switch and just made so many of these great dishes, seasonal dishes. But man, they're just always knocking out of the park for me. They also have a chai spiced pumpkin iced tea, of course. That's, you know, pumpkin spice time. So here we go. Iced tea, chai tea flavored syrup, pumpkin puree ice cream, and pumpkin candy crystals. Yo. And then they also have a brand new huckleberry lemonade with blueberry garnish, non-alcoholic for those two. Kat, take us down to Jolly Holiday.
I just want you to know that you said where or when or how, and my brain immediately went Celine Dion. Squirrel.
That's very good, Kat.
Yeah, that's where we're at today.
I was thinking about her. There you go. I gotta strike my chest and get it all out there.
Yep.
Go.
She's the greatest singer in the world. I don't know if you heard. At the Jolly Holiday Bakery Cafe, starting August 29th, you can get the following. The Poison Apple Macaron, which is an apple-shaped macaron filled with salted caramel and apple compote. That's new for this year. The Pumpkin Chai Cream Puff. It looks like almost all of these things are new. The Pumpkin Chai Cream Puff, which is a pumpkin-shaped cream puff filled with pumpkin chai mousse and white chocolate crunchy pearls.
Sounds good.
Yes. It's cute, too. You can also get the pecan caramel trifle, which is layers of vanilla bean diplomat cream, brown sugar spiced cake, and candied pecans and caramel topped with chantilly cream.
Ooh.
I will be having this, the Halloween macaroon, which is a coconut macaroon with mini chocolate chips dipped in chocolate and topped with sprinkles.
Oh,
sprinkles.
Love it.
Yes, that Matterhorn macaroon. Love it. And of course, returning as always, the Mickey Bat cookie, which is a shortbread bat cookie dipped in dark chocolate with a vampire Mickey face. And you can also get that cookie at the Market House.
Nice.
At Plaza Inn, you can try the Monster Cake, available starting August 29th, which is a devil's food cake, colorful white chocolate mousse, and buttercream. You can also try the black. Yeah, it's fun. You can also try the Black Forest Bundt cake, which is filled with cherry filling, decorated with chocolate ganache and Halloween sprinkles, topped with chocolate mousse and a chocolate spider, starting the first. And you could also try the Halloween Screams dining package, featuring short rib and Cabernet sauce with bacon cheddar mashed, charred scallion chimichurri, and roasted broccolini, served with hibiscus lemonade and a specialty dessert. There's also a kids version available. And of course, at the Plaza, reservations are recommended.
I love the Plaza.
Yes. It's so cute in there.
It is.
Kristen, tell us about Red Rose.
Over at Red Rose Tavern, you can get the grave stuff. It's a traditional grave stuff with the tombstone chocolate decoration and sprinkles. You can also get the Mickey Bat cookie here. And they have a pumpkin cheesecake cold brew, tavern cold brew coffee with the pumpkin sweet cream cheese topper. Ooh. That sounds good.
Yes.
At Refreshment Corner, they have the spicy chili dog, premium hot dog topped with spicy chili, nacho cheese sauce, spicy brown mustard, spicy corn chips, and a fried serrano pepper. Ooh. So you better like it hot. I'll totally eat
good.
That.
It looks good. I'll be honest. I like fried peppers.
At Royal Street Veranda, the potato leek soup. It's a rich potato and leek soup topped with pea flour creme fraiche, herb oil, and fried leeks served in a sourdough bread bowl. That looks very interesting.
Like it.
A little creepy. It looks like there's like bugs crawling out of it or something, like spiders.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's from the Upside Down, y'all.
Yep. Okay. So Stage Door Cafe, Al John.
All right. You've got the Graveyard Banana Funnel Cake. Wow. Does that look yummy? It's the classic funnel cake topped with banana cream, chocolate cookie dust, Halloween candy, and whipped topping and sprinkles. Very cool. Also, they've got a Tomorrowland Skyline Terrace, the Wicked Stepsisters Crispy Pork Bowl, which fried pork loin served over sweet soy dressed cabbage. White rice garnished with green onion, served with katsu sauce. Oh, that sounds amazing. Sorry, y'all. Something's getting in my eye too.
Just had that happen. Sucks.
I know. Literally, my eyes are like all of a sudden just super watery and itchy. Oh, what's going on here?
The worst.
Also, pot roast Smee, which slow cooked pot roast with onions, peppers, melted provolone, horseradish aioli on a hoagie roll served with a side of au jus. New. Also brand new, plant-based curry royale, spiced fried cauliflower, basmati and green pea rice, and spinach with chickpeas, Romanesco served with curry sauce. That sounds great for the plant-based lovers out there. Also, there is a Maleficent Brownie, which is a chocolate brownie with swirls of black and purple colored white chocolate mousse and yellow green colored white chocolate mousse flames with chocolate Maleficent horns. Ooh, how delightful. Also, Royal Raspberry Delight, which is a chocolate tart shell filled with chocolate mousse and ganache topped with a red and black raspberry mousse glazed dome. Blood Orange Slush. It's got a blood orange flavored slush with raspberry drizzle served with a Mickey Mouse shaped glow cube, non-alcoholic.
Nice.
And a pineapple and jalapeno limeade. Interested. It's got diced jalapenos with a lime slice served with a Mickey Mouse-shaped glow cube. Great stuff there. All right, Kat, to the Tropical Hideaway.
Sure. I'll be having this, obviously. The Blood Orange Aqua Float, which is a Blood Orange Aqua Fresca with Dole Whip Strawberry. That sounds delightful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's jump into some churros. Churros and lemonade in Critter Country and churros near the Haunted Mansion. Starting the 29th of August, you can get the Trick or Treat Sweets Churro, rolled in shortbread sugar, drizzled with caramel and chocolate sauce, and topped with Twix cookie bar pieces.
Is it the left side or the right side?
Both.
Nice.
At the Churro Cart near Casey Jr. Circus Train and Pretzels at Small World Promenade, starting the 29th, you can get the Sweet Potato Cheesecake Dipping Sauce. Churros near Sleeping Beauty Castle, starting the 29th, you can get the Maleficent Churro, which is a classic churro rolled in chocolate cookie crumbles, and also the Peanut Butter Dipping Sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Which is cream, peanut butter, and vanilla.
They don't have they don't give you enough.
No, never.
It's literally like
a dab.
Like a dab.
Yeah.
Literally one, you put that churro in there and it's like done.
Yeah. Yeah. At Churros near Buzz Lightyear Astro Blaster, starting on the 1st of September, you can get the Orange Citrus Churro, which is a citrus flavored churro served with a citrus cream dipping sauce. And you can also get that citrus cream dipping sauce separately with a plain churro, I assume. Churros near Town Square, starting the 29th, you can get the Maleficent Churro there, as well with as the peanut butter dipping sauce. Lots of churros to choose from this year. Kristen?
Yes.
Let's go to California Adventure. What do you think?
Yes, at Award Wieners, you can get the Taka Dog Sweet and Spicy Pulled Pork with a fiery tropical chutney served on a toasted bun with Cutie's Mandarin Oranges or Film Strip Fries. They also have the Poison Apple Funnel Cake Fries dusted with cinnamon sugar and topped with candied apple compote, whipped topping, and green apple glaze. Help me.
Scroll down.
I'm trying to. There we go.
There you go.
Over at the cappuccino cart, this I want. It's cute and it sounds good. The pumpkin bundt cake. It is a pumpkin flavored cake filled with dulce leche and cream cheese frosting, finished with a chocolate stem and mousse leaf. Very, ooh, very cute.
I have to say this before we step away from the cappuccino cart.
Yes.
I found out this week that they've moved the Vietnamese iced coffee from Lucky Fortune Cookery to the cappuccino cart. So if you're like me and you love that Vietnamese coffee, because I love that Vietnamese coffee, it's now at the cappuccino cart. You can still get it. And it would probably be delicious with this pumpkin bug cake.
Yes.
Okay, continue.
At Clarabelle's hand-scooped ice cream, you can get created in the lab sundae, vanilla ice cream, strawberry sauce, licorice laces, and whipped topping. There's also the pumpkin ale hard float, Elysian Brewing Night Owl.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Pumpkin ale with maple ice cream and seasonal garnish. Ooh, I want that. Except I can't do pumpkin ale.
Yeah, I don't know about pumpkin beer. It's always tasted weird to me.
It's not that it tastes weird to me. Every time I drink it, I feel sick.
Yeah, that's not good.
So after doing that, like the past couple times, I've been like, no, maybe there's something in it that just doesn't like me.
Not working.
Nope. Yeah, so I don't do that. But maple ice cream. I want the maple ice cream. Maybe they can do it when it's something else.
There you go.
Apple strudel hard float. Honest Abe hard apple cider with apple strudel ice cream and caramel drizzle. I'll take the Honest Abe hard apple cider with some maple ice cream. How's that?
Sounds good. I tell you what else is good.
What?
In fact, we have some travel deals to break this up.
Yes, we do.
Yes, Kristen.
For Disney Plus subscribers, this holiday season, you can save up to 35% on rooms at select Disney Resort hotels. That's going to be for stays, select nights, October 22nd through November 2nd and November 26th through December 25th.
I love it.
Of course, as always, there are special procedures in order.
Special procedures. Every time. It gets me every time.
To take advantage of the Disney Plus subscriber rate. However, there are other rates available. They're just not as good as the Disney Plus subscriber one.
Well, that's great. So how can people take advantage of this and so many other great deals? Because there are great deals going on with every cruise line and quarter, especially Disney going on right now. And also Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Universal too. We've mentioned the Devil Park. What other deals can they take advantage
Royal
of?
Caribbean, Norwegian Cruise Line. Norwegian Cruise Line, that new ship that they're launching looks amazing.
It does. It does. Yes. How can people email you to take advantage of all those great deals?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Lovely. Alrighty.
Yes, back to the food.
All right. Mm. Cozy Cone.
Yes, Al John, Cozy Cone. Tell us about it.
Okay, over there at Cozy Cone Motel 1, we'll be serving churros in candy corn. So it's a candy corn churro, orange and yellow sugar covered churro topped with vanilla icing and candy corn. At Motel 3, they've got the chili con queso. And this one in particular, they've got a slow-burning mac and cheese cone pasta with spicy red pepper cheese sauce topped with chili cheese puffs. Poofs! And then over there at Flo's V8 Cafe, they've got a spicy chicken and fries. Steak fries topped with chicken tenders, tossed in a mango habanero sauce, drizzled with ranch dressing, and finished with green onions. Ooh, interesting.
Our little boy would like that because he's gotten into this thing lately that he likes spicy food.
I don't know where he gets it.
So he'll say,
shock.
You'll ask him, is it good? He eats it, and then he goes, spicy. And then he grabs his water and he's like,
does he actually say spicy now? Because he used to just say Pisces.
Well, yes. Pisces. It's Pisces.
All right.
But all same right. thing.
Same thing. Yeah.
And then he asks for more and you're like, okay, sure whatever.
Why not, kiddo?
Go speaking for of Jack-Jack, you've got Jack-Jack's cookie num-nums, Al John.
They've got a monster baby shortbread cookie dipped in chocolate sauce with a Jack-Jack chocolate piece. Looks like our son. And over at Lamplight Lounge at Boardwalk Dining, they've got the ghost pepper nachos. Beware. Charred ghost pepper, marinated chicken, smoky ghost pepper cheese sauce, black bean puree, avocado tomatillo salsa, and seasoned tomatoes. I try to stay away from ghost peppers for a reason, because it's going to sneak up on you like ghost face killer. Butterscotch apple mule, which is always, anytime there's a mule drink involved, I'm there for it. Spicy rum, butterscotch schnapps, apple spice simple syrup, lemon juice, and ginger beer. At Lamplight Lounge, they've got the pumpkin spiced donuts, warm and fluffy donuts tossed in a pumpkin spice sugar and soft. It's served with an orange cream. Yeah, I'm sure they're soft. Served with orange cream dip and hot buttered rum sauce. Ooh, that sounds yummy. And then they also have to drink a butterscotch apple mule, also intrigued, spiced rum, butterscotch schnapps, apple spice simple syrup, lemon juice, and ginger beer. So a couple different mules to choose from. I'm all about that.
All I can tell you is it's really, really strange to be talking about all these cold, cool weather flavors
when it's 100 degrees outside.
When it's like nearly 100 here.
Yes. It literally will take your breath away.
But here, I'll tell you that Ursula one sounds good. Start with the coconut.
All right. We'll do this. Over at Schmoozy's, they have the Ursula shake, which is coconut and taro shake. Wow, taro. A shake with whipped topping and cotton candy dusted with blue sugar.
Yes.
Colorful, and I'm also
ship it young. To me, people.
I know.
Yes.
They also have a mummy shake with whipped topping, chocolate cream. I almost said cream, fresh cookie ears, and M&M's crunchy cookie chocolate candies. Nice. All right, Kat, take us to Smoke Jumpers.
Okay. Starting on the 29th, you could try the Ghostly Double Cheeseburger, which is a double beef patty and soy chorizo burger with provolone, ghost pepper, black bean spread, avocado crema, cabbage, and pico de gallo, served with crinkle cut fries, of course. You could also try the Haunted Forest Ice Cream Parfait, which is a cherry shake with chocolate sauce, brownie crumble, cherry topping, and whipped cream. Returning this year is the Oogie Boogie Apple Lemonade, green apple lemonade with cherry flavored popping spheres and raspberry sauce. That one's non-alcoholic.
I like the way that looks, though. Yeah. It looks very cool.
Yeah. You could also try the Karl Strauss Brewing Company Oktoberfest or the Ghoulish Fizz, which is a gin and blood orange syrup with lime and orange juices. Wine Country Trattoria starting on September 1st. You can get the Pumpkin Creme Brulee with Palmier PBT. I don't know what that means, but it's plant-based.
Okay.
And the Halloween Cocktail, which is a Jameson Irish Whiskey, lime juice, sweet and sour, passion fruit syrup, and strawberry puree. Kristen, you want to tell us about churros?
Yes, over near Redwood Creek Challenge Trail, they have the coffee and donut churro. It's a churro rolled in coffee sugar and topped with coffee infused chocolate sauce, whip topping, and seasonal sprinkles. Then they have over at Hollywood Land, the Oogie Boogie Churro, a chocolate cookie covered churro with green icing, gummy worms, and candies. The outdoor vending. Over here, you can get the bacon wrapped hot dog topped with peppers and onions and served with a side of chips. There's also a barbecue chipotle turkey leg. A candy apple cotton candy, green and red swirl cotton candy in a spiderweb bag. Bottle Logic Brewing infrared mode hard cider. And then there's the Cantoritos pineapple hard cider, as well as Sierra Nevada's Brewing Oktoberfest. Al, John, you want to cover these Grand Californian Hotel and Spa?
Certainly. Over there at Grand Californian Hotel's Craftsman Grill, you've got the Halloween crisp rice treat dipped in white chocolate. You've got the Halloween donut, which is a cake donut with colored white chocolate. And then also the Halloween cupcake, which is a cookies and cream cupcake. Over at Disneyland Hotel, they've got the coffee house serving up the ghost cupcake and a pumpkin spice latte. At Goofy's Kitchen, you can, of course, join Goofy and some of his pals in their ghoulish character dining experiences. Yes, so check that out. They've got the whole friends and the gang there, and you can also expect to get prime rib, shrimp cocktail, Halloween-themed desserts, so much more. They've got breakfast served from 7 to 10, brunch served from 10:30 to 1:30 p.m., and dinner served from 4 to 9. And, of course, reservations highly recommended. And I love the Halloween costumes on the characters. They're great.
Yes.
Over there at Downtown Disney District, they've got the Belfast, a Ballast Point. I don't know why I said Belfast, y'all. Ballast Point Brewing Company. They've got the black garlic fettuccine and mussels with black garlic Alfredo sauce and squid ink pasta. Got a pumpkin cheesecake, which is a marble cake with brown butter crumbled topping drizzled with a house-made pumpkin down caramel sauce. They also have a pumpkin down float, which has got vanilla ice cream with a Ballast Point pumpkin down beer. Black Tap Craft Burgers and Shakes. They've got the crazy shake for Halloween. Chocolate milkshake with vanilla frosted rim, candy corn topped with a spider web, chocolate cupcake, orange and white twisty pop, orange rock candy, whipped cream, orange sprinkles, and a chocolate drizzle. It's going to be like 3 feet high.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
That as well. And a kitchen sink.
That is totally going to be like
diabetes in a can. Diabetes. Or diabetes. Yeah, we should joke.
I said in a cup. But
it is funny to say. California Churro has got the Halloween Lollipop Churro, also with T-Pain. Round churro rolled in cinnamon sugar, drizzled with peanut butter and chocolate sauce, topped with a peanut butter candy piece, peanut butter candy pieces. Try to say that 10 times fast.
Peanut butter candy pieces.
Very good.
Peanut butter candy piece.
Kat, what's a jazzin' over at the Jazz Kitchen?
Oh, geez. Over at Jazz Kitchen Coastal Grill and Patio.
So bad.
The Witchy Wormin. Get it? Witchy Wormin?
I play that song on occasion.
I love it. A fresh witch's brew of vodka, melon liqueur, orange juice, and a splash of Sprite topped with a gummy worm. This is a drink, sans gummy worm, I used to drink when I was in college.
Before
heartburn was a thing.
I thought you were just going to say, this is a drink.
This is a drink.
It's a drink, y'all.
Just in case you were wondering.
Yes.
At Kayla's Cakes, at the little cart, you can get the scary eyeball macaroon. Love it. It's a scary eyeball macaroon with salted caramel buttercream and cinnamon apple compote. Or you could get the pumpkin spice jack-o'-lantern macaroon, which is a jack-o'-lantern macaroon with pumpkin spice ganache. What's the difference between wet and dry aging? Moisture. Can't take me anywhere.
Mr. Obvious Show.
Yes. At Naples Ristorante e Bar, you could try the, oh, this is for you, Kristen.
Uh-huh.
The pumpkin butterscotch cannoli. A cannoli shell filled with pumpkin and butterscotch chip cannoli cream, served with whipped cream and red caramel blood drizzle and a sugar knife.
Nice.
They're going all the way this year. You could pair that with a Dragon Eye Punch mocktail, which is beet water, strawberry syrup, orange juice, grenadine, and dragon eye fruit. Maybe don't pair it with that.
No, I'll get that.
But this is okay. Orange
I
goosebumps.
Love the beet water. Water, you've been very bad. You've been so bad. I'm going to put you in the corner and beat you.
Send help.
Have you ever heard
orange
of Texas Chainsaw Massacre? No. I'm going to beat you with it. Water, you've been so bad.
That's terrible. Why oh are you laughing?
I'm going to beat you till your blood red, beet water.
God,
it's so bad.
It's so bad.
It's so bad.
Dad joke left and right over there.
I'm so bad.
Oh, it's amazing.
Oh,
the orange goosebumps has black vodka, orange liqueur, and orange juice served over ice and garnished with an orange wedge, which doesn't sound as terrible.
I mean, it's still beet water, y'all. I mean,
beet water.
Water. What's up with beet water?
Did they just dip a beet in it like a dirty?
Like a
unpeeled, uncooked beet.
It's like earthy, but yet also sweet because of everything else they put in it.
Oh my God. I was not expecting that.
Beet
nope.
Water sounds like something Rachel Ray would use.
Oh no.
Beet water.
It's like the worst, yes. The worst celebrity chef.
Spritzed with a little beet water.
Is it Uncle Roger? Is that the name of it that you want?
Like, how do you mess up fried rice? You just messed up fried rice, Rachel Ray.
Oh,
yep.
Have you seen that?
Sure. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, yes.
Oh my God.
Uncle Roger. He did a video with Simu Liu.
Yeah. Well, Uncle Roger's great.
He's so good.
So funny. Great. Great with, but not good on Rachel Ray for a good reason.
No.
Rachel.
Okay.
That's all I can
Let's say. Let's get back to it.
Sorry.
On to the Halloween roll.
Yes.
That'd be Splitsville
Luxury Lanes has a Halloween roll, which is tempura fried soft shell. I just closed all my tabs too early there. A tempura fried soft shell crab, cucumber, and avocado wrapped in nori and sushi rice topped with tempura flakes and sesame seeds.
10 points for Gryffindor if you got that
right.
Yeah.
And ghost brownies, which are Ghirardelli brownies, cut and topped with torched marshmallow fluff, chocolate drizzle, and ghostly marshmallows.
I was worried it was going to say something about ghost peppers.
Everything is spicy.
Ghost brownies.
Even if you don't want it to be.
Ghost brownies is exactly what you get after passing the plate to Snoop Dogg.
There you go.
All right.
Oh. You could also try the Vampire's Kiss, which is raspberry vodka and raspberry puree topped with sparkling Moscato. Oh, I'd probably like that.
Yeah.
Kristen, get me away from this. Tell us about Tortilla Joe's.
I'm sorry, I'll just be
quiet.
Oh,
yes,
now.
I'll tell you all about the tentacle tacos. The tortillas infused with octopus ink, served with grilled octopus al pastor, roasted pineapple, pico de gallo, and salsa chipotle. They have the Creepy Joe's cocktail. Okay, so this says gin, margarita mix, cranberry juice, simple syrup, and a splash of grenadine.
No.
Anything named
the rules this year.
Named creepy person is just no. Okay, available at candy locations, including Bing Bong Sweet Stuff, Candy Palace, Candy Kitchen, Marceline's Confectionery, Pooh Corner, and Trolley Treats. And this will be available starting September 1st. You have Minnie's Witch Caramel Apple, Green Granny Smith Apple dipped in caramel with marshmallow ears and robed in milk chocolate, embellished with a purple skirt, orange M&M milk chocolate candies, and a chocolate with hat. What?
Witch hat, I'm sure, is what they meant to say.
Yes. It says with, like, hat instead of witch hat. Witch hat. Yes. Yes.
Oops.
Skull apple, a green Granny Smith apple. These are pretty much all going to have the green Granny Smith apple. It's dipped in caramel with marshmallow ears and robed in red colored white chocolate and green colored white chocolate skull face. There's the mini bat caramel apple, dipped in caramel with marshmallow ears and robed in black dark chocolate. Ooh, and embellished with a black sugar dress, black M&M milk chocolate candies, and black dark chocolate bat bow. That one is available starting on September 4th. As well as the candy corn mini apple, dipped in chocolate, dipped in caramel, vanilla chocolate, orange colored chocolate, and yellow colored chocolate, and adorned with yellow chocolate bow and marshmallow ears. Okay. The mini cake pop with orange bow also is available starting on September 4th, and it is a chocolate cake pop and a chocolate mini ears and robed in milk chocolate and embellished with a white chocolate orange bow. And last but not least, here you have the candy corn cake pop. It is a candy corn shaped vanilla cake pop dipped in white, yellow, and orange colored chocolate. Oh no, we have more to go. So Aljon, take over with the pumpkin Mickey cake pop.
All right, so this pumpkin Mickey cake pop is dipped in orange and yellow colored white chocolate face with green chocolate stem and chocolate Mickey ears. You've got the chocolate marshmallow wand on a stick dipped in caramel and robed in milk chocolate and drizzled with orange and purple colored white chocolate. The Oogie Boogie cereal treat, of course, you know, the Krispies, a rice with dark chocolate face and white chocolate. So that's good stuff. Yeah, what?
But this is only available at Bing Bong Sweet Stuff, Marceline Confectionery, and Trolley Treats.
Thank you for that. You also have the Mickey Marshmallow Mummy Pop covered in vanilla chocolate with dark chocolate eyes. The Mini Bat Cereal Treat dipped in black dark chocolate sprinkled with black and gray sugar and finished with a chocolate bat. You also have a Ghost Cereal Treat dipped in white chocolate with a dark chocolate ghost face. And
We got to talk about this.
We have a bunch of merch, so I'll get us started here. So you've got this glow in the dark Donald candy corn sipper that includes whatever a fountain beverage of your choice. Limit 2 per person per transaction. No discounts apply while supplies last. Available at Disneyland Parks, Golden Horseshoe, Jolly Holiday Bakery, State Shore Cafe, and at DCA, Award Wieners, Boardwalk Pizza and Pasta, Mortimer's Market, Paradise Garden Grill, Smoke Jumpers Grill, and Studio Catering Company. Cool. Also, you've got a brand new Halloween Alien straw clip available with purchase of a beverage. Limit 2 per person per transaction. No discount supply. MLS 254. Housing lender approved. Also, Disneyland Parks got it. Pizza Planet, Corner Churros, all this good stuff. Over at DCA, it's Boardwalk, Pasta, yada, 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 yada. You can find it everywhere. I mean, there's really no reason to go
just read what they are.
Okay, you also have the Halloween Popcorn Bucket, limit 10 per person per transaction. No discounts apply. 10? Some restrictions required, battery included.
There must be a lot of them.
There is a lot. So that looks pretty dope. I like that popcorn bucket. But even more, you've got the Halloween Travel Tumbler, includes beverage, specialty beverage for an additional charge at select locations. Also, 10 per person per transaction while supplies last. At Disneyland parks, at most quick services, at DCA, most quick service restaurants, and select outdoor
carts. It's available
carts.
To lots of places.
It's everywhere. And then,
this is
I think
I
this
want.
Is the piece de resistance. It's an iridescent black poison apple mug with your choice of Coca-Cola bottled beverage at the time of purchase. Limit two per person per transaction. No discounts, blah, blah, blah. Disneyland's got it. DCA's got it. And then I guess to boot, they also have a lock, shock, and barrel straw clip. That sounds cool. I like that. Mm-hmm. Available at both parks. Limit 10 per person. So load up if you like.
Ooh, I want this.
They also have this Maleficent bottle topper with a purchase of a beverage, two per person per transaction. And it looks like it glows. So that looks pretty cool. It's like Maleficent standing on a turret of a castle, which is pretty awesome. I like that. And let's see here. A Mickey Mouse pumpkin glow cube.
Very cute.
They've got a skeleton bucket, two per person. A Mike Wazowski pumpkin bottle topper. And they have it. What else we have? Oh, the mini weenie sipper.
Oh,
that's great because it's literally, like hocus pocus action going on, which is cool. So she's dressed up as one of the like Bette Midler's character. I'm having a brain fart now.
Winnie.
Yeah, that's right. Winnie, of course, because that's what it's called. So yeah, it's dress up. It's nice. You can get it everywhere. Okay,
no.
Kat, you want to roll with these last two or last few, because these are awesome.
I want somebody get this for me.
Okay. The Tim Burton Nightmare Before Christmas Mayor's Car popcorn bucket, limit two per person per transaction.
Amazing.
Which is so cute and has lock, shock, and barrel on it. And the Vampire Tomator straw clip, limit 10 per person per transaction. And the Wormswort potion bottle glow cube, which looks like a little potion bottle.
I love that.
I'm obsessed with this. And the 030th anniversary popcorn bucket, limit two per person per transaction at both parks. So cute.
He's I like that. I want that
coffin.
Too.
Ugh. And then, of course, wait, what?
I said they were all great looking.
Yeah. There's so much merchandise this year. I'm so glad they brought back the poison apple cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's my favorite. I've got like four of them.
I have one, but it's my favorite too.
Yeah, it's the best. And of course, Oogie Boogie Bash is happening.
Time out. Did you not talk about the zero bucket?
I did.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I said I want that too.
Yeah. Oh, I must have gotten drowned out here. Go ahead. Yeah.
They'll be having a dessert party at the Oogie Boogie Bash, which is unfortunately sold out. So if you haven't gotten tickets, apologies, you can't. But I'm sure we'll see a menu for them at some point, and we'll talk about it then. Did I mention it's the best time of the year?
Best time of the year.
I don't know. I'll take one of everything.
Gosh, for real, though. Man. I mean, this is why annual pass holders come back night after night after night after night, because there's so many great collectibles for one, you know, and people look at it, it's like, oh, it's a silly popcorn bucket. No, it's a really cool Halloween decoration. You can put it in your desk and feel Halloween-y all year.
Truth.
Yeah.
Awesome. I have all three of my poison apple, all four of my poison apple cups on display in my apartment.
I like
which
it.
Which is sad when I say it out loud, but that's fine. I'm going to get a fifth one.
It's cool. You know, Disney geeks like us, we put it in our bookshelves. We use them. We put them in our office, you know, in our cubicle or what have you, in your whatever. It's just awesome to have.
Yep.
They're nice, too. It's not like it's like a cheap popcorn bucket that you're getting. No. You know, it's something you don't actually want to use because it's just that cool.
It's great memorabilia. And honestly, I really would have loved to got the ones that get away from me really are the Star Wars and Marvel ones, like the Infinity Gauntlet Sipper. I really wanted to get that at some point. And then, man, they had like a Mandalorian Sipper, because I have the Boba Fett one, and it's great. Mm-hmm. So
The one, my favorite ones from Marvel that I have right now are the ones that are the giant soda cans.
Oh yeah.
From Pim's Test Kitchen.
I love those.
They're so stupid, but they're so cool.
I think they're great.
Yeah.
I can't wait till I can go and get some of that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't either.
Well, Mom and I will be there on the 10th for this cacophony of foodstuffs and also Oogie Boogie Bash. So if anyone out there is going on the 10th and sees me, say hi if you feel like it.
Awesome. Go say hi.
We're going to be eating things.
Eating all the things.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. We hope you've enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. You are the reason we do this show, so please support us by sharing and giving us a 5-star review. And speaking of support, if you enjoy what we do and you would like to support the show, you can do so by becoming a supporter on Spotify, or you can shop our links. You've got Amazon, Disney Store, Garden Grocery, and Kingdom Stroller that you can find on diningatdisney.com or in the show notes below. Al John, tell everybody what they want to know.
They want to know how to follow us on social. So you can follow me, Al John Go, on Instagram. You can follow Kat and her awesome handle on Instagram at Catastrophe, CAT_ASTROPHE. You can also find her podcast, Eat the Pictures, a perfect bite-sized morsel podcast about food and film everywhere podcasts can be heard. You can also find me on Instagram, as I mentioned. And you can also check out our sister show as well with former Disney creative world-renowned author Dave Bossert, Skull Rock Podcast. It's all about pop culture and, of course, the golden era of Disney. And we talk to Imagineers and filmmakers. Please check out that show. We've got an awesome show celebrating all things Roger Rabbit and so much more. Check it out for the 30th anniversary or 35th anniversary, I think. And then also Dave's book. I'll quickly plug that because Dave's been a guest on the show. But his new book is coming out celebrating the 35th anniversary of A Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes, I can't wait.
And he's signing book plates now. So pre-order your book using our Amazon link. Why don't you? And of course, visit diningatdisney.com for all these great articles, as well as a whole slew of vault shows from Dining at Disney. So if you want to sit back and laugh your butt off, feel free to check out the archive, because we're all there sitting laughing and talking about food and fun. Mm-hmm. Also, check out our social. Not just check us out, but follow us. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, social media sites. Please go check us out there. Kat?
Don't forget to join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks, in the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. This is your penultimate warning that if you're listening to us on Stitcher is no longer going to be a place where you can listen to anything. So please follow us somewhere else. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music. You know, you decide and we'll be there for you, we promise. As we said earlier, for all your Disney, Universal, and cruise travel, contact Kristen at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. Her services are free. What are you waiting for? She'll send you on the vacation of your life. Until next time, I've been Kat. That's been Kristen and Al John. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.